This is the news from Slam City. Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table interpretate odd news from across the universe. Bring a change of clothes.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the news. Japan's flying car gets off the ground with a person aboard. The decades-old dream of zipping around in the skies simply as driving on highways may be becoming less illusory. Japan's SkyDrive Incorporated, among the myriads of flying car dot dot dot.
I'm gonna make up those. If people can't even fucking drive cars, how the fuck are we all gonna fucking fly?
They're gonna have that the green and yellow badge forever.
Oh my god, oh, Jesus Christ!
You know what this story made me want?
A flying car.
Pussy.
Oh.
An yeah. Anime Jetsons.
Dude, that'd be pretty dope.
What would an anime Jetsons be called?
Like hentai version? I can see that. Yeah. Like the robot.
It's called the Wetsons. You know? Oh, Jesus.
Get a little Judy Jetson with a booty.
Ooh, it's called the Wetsons. The Wetsons.
The Wetsons?
Yeah.
Boomchi.
So this had nothing to do with a Japanese version of the Jetsons at all, did it?
With stockings?
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be called the Watanabes.
Oh, shit.
You know who else has...
Oh, no.
I'm trying real hard.
I don't think we have to transition to this one.
Yeah, we can just say this one.
Yeah, we can just say this one.
Yeah. All right, so sad news that happened. Black Panther actor Chadwick Boseman passed away at 43 after a four-year fight with colon cancer. So that was the shitty news.
Yeah.
Rest in power. Man, that's pretty young, and I had no idea it was a battle at all. I had no idea.
Yeah, man, he was still ripped as shit while he was battling that. That was
kind of nuts. He's filming very aggressively.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. I give him props for sure.
For sure.
But you know who else I would give fucking props to?
You know who's not dead?
An Ecuador couple certified as the oldest married pair, nearly 215. Julio Mora.
Ooh, Julio Tejas.
Maybe his
great-grandfather
slipped away from his parents to secretly marry while Germina Quinteros one February day. I'm gonna guess that was Valentine's Day.
That name is crazy.
Yeah, she must have been hot. Yeah.
Waldra.
She must have been super attractive because Waldramina. Ooh,
hot.
Waldramina.
Spicy.
Ooh, Waldramina. Can you imagine? What's the nickname for Waldramina?
Waldra.
Nothing.
Drama.
Rima.
Lasted 215 years. That's combined.
Oh yeah, I thought they were.
Do you think they're gonna maybe someday get the Neuralink?
Nah, man.
The old couple? I don't think they're going to.
Maybe it'll help them live forever.
It's elective surgery, and I don't think.
Dude, the dude's probably tired of that lady already, man. Why the fuck does he want to fucking Neuralink with her? He's already 215 years, man. Fuck.
Yeah, that's a long time to be together. 215 years. Neuralink.
I don't think what that means.
They're ancient. Oldest people alive.
Combined total of 430 years together.
That's a long fucking time.
They
man.
Fart dust.
Yo mama's so old, she fart dust. Anybody else got a yo mama joke?
It's like, no.
Your great grandma.
Your mama's so
farts
fat
dust.
When she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
Because she's so fat.
Because she's got so many
you need
rings.
To sit your little sexy ass down.
That bitch.
Come on, bitch. Your mama's so fat, she bleeds gravy.
You're an asshole.
Oh.
Sweats gravy.
Ooh. I guess it's red gravy, huh?
You know what else makes you sweat?
Oh, chicken fries.
Fucking LSD, MDMMA.
MDMMA. Oh, that's a new league, dude. That's a new fucking fighting league, the MDMMA.
It is, right? It sounds like a fucking fighting league.
They're rolling while they're rolling. They're going to get dehydrated like crazy, though, but then they're going to be like kind of into it, probably too into it because of the ecstasy.
But this is all just like microdosed, right?
I don't want to watch this. I'm not tuning in. I'm tuning out of the MDMMA.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not watching it. It's going to get heated.
Man?
It's going to get heated.
Shit.
All right, so we're going to start testing this on people.
The Neuralink,
I mean, people have
already
been testing.
MDMA. Both.
Both.
Ooh.
Dang,
man, do you think if you neuralinked your brain while it was on LSD, the CAT scan would look like a black light poster?
That's like urban clocking, man.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
That's and water cooling.
Lasers going all over the place.
It would be a laser light show. It would be Pink Floyd's laser light show.
I want to do some LSD MDMMA.
You know what
it's
else
called
got
candy flipping?
You know what else got mass approval?
What's that?
Amazon for its Prime Air drone delivery. So now we can shoot other people's packages out of the sky.
Fucking steal them.
Hey, did you order anything today? No. Would you like something?
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about this, guys? What do you think about this drone technology?
Seems that it was going to get there eventually.
How are they going to secure this shit?
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, how
just
are they going to
follow the drone and watch it land and then take the shit. Take the whole drone.
I thought it just drops it from the sky
with a parachute?
With a crane.
With a crane?
Yeah.
Is that what the story said? Because I did not read the story.
I didn't read the story either.
It did? Wow, that is amazing technology, and I wish I had thought of that.
That's how they do it now.
You can just still watch it, and then when a crane goes down, just grab the hold of it and bring it down. Easy.
Like,
it has lasers on it.
It has fucking lasers, too?
Yeah.
Damn, Amazon did think of everything.
It's probably got a flamethrower also.
And if they teamed up with Elon Musk.
Yeah, and like missile launchers.
It could also summon Hadoukens.
Damn.
I can't transition to the next one.
You know what else is wet?
What's wet, man?
Yeah, so Andrew Lloyd Webber.
They call him Wet Webber.
Andrew Lloyd.
Because he makes it wet, wet.
Whopper.
Whoa.
Dropped a Phantom of the Whopper.
Oh.
Cardi B remix. Yeah, that's fun. And I didn't think it was bad.
Yeah. You listen to it?
Yeah, it wasn't long.
The song itself, before we go any further, the song itself, not the Andrew Lloyd Wapner. Not his version, the regular version.
What inspired it?
The regular version. It's garbage, right? That song sucks, right?
Andrew Lloyd Webber's?
No, the real, the original.
No, the WAP.
The original WAP. No, not WAP by Jay Breezy, whatever his name. Not Jay Breezy. Fucking. Oh, what the hell was his name? Jay Dash. Not WAP by Jay Dash. WAP.
Man, it must suck because I've never heard that.
You never heard WAP by Jay Dash?
No, man. I've only heard of Whoppers from Burger King.
Oh, shit. No, but what do you guys think of the song? What do you guys think of the song?
Of the Cardi B one?
Yeah.
I like it. It's okay. Yeah. I watched the video, you know?
Yeah, but without the video. Yeah. If you just listen to the song, if you're just sitting there alone with
I watch it with the video with, alone.
No. Don't watch the video. If you're listening to it all alone in a dark room.
Dimly lit or dark?
Dark.
Candles!
Ooh. We're not getting sensual with this, guys. We just listen. Jesus Christ.
This is grinding music.
No, you're grinding to this music?
I'm crumping.
There you go.
Oh!
I'm just spazzing out until I bust the nut.
You're gonna be tired, man. Very inefficient movements.
You know what'll mess you up with inefficient movements?
Post Malone becomes co-owner of Texas's biggest esports group. Did anybody
So they picked us up?
Huh?
So Post Malone picked us up?
Yeah.
Our esports team?
The intergalactic Boba Runners.
The intergalactic Boba Runners.
With a Z.
We're gods.
When's that check going to be in the mail, man? Fuck.
Probably sooner than Julio's. He's got COVID backed up, man.
Shh. Damn.
That and then the whole voter fraud thing. Got that check backed up. All the way backed up.
Ooh.
Damn.
How much does he own?
$1 million.
$1 million.
A million. Esports dollars.
Whoa. That's better than Disney dollars. What's
Disney
an esport
dollars?
Dollar?
What are esport dollars?
Is it powered by G Fuel?
It's just cases of G Fuel.
You get paid in Bud Light.
Damn.
Post Malone being in it.
Hell yeah. In other criminal news.
Another. What the fuck? In other esports news.
Oh shit.
In other post news. posts with a pointy end on them.
Whoa.
Let's
really stretch this for a transition news.
A woman was arrested in the mountains of Japan for attempted murder with a bow and arrow. So this woman went over to
talk to... That's
a crossbow,
man. That's a crossbow with a scope on it.
Damn, yeah. And she missed?
Yeah, she went over to talk to some guy. While they were sitting on the front porch talking, she pulled out a bow and arrow and shot him in the arm.
Damn.
In the arm? What
do you think he said?
And he left and then got someone else to take him to the hospital.
Did they catch her? They caught her, right?
Yeah.
It was at her house.
Wait, is she an old lady or is she like some type of...
I can't remember how old
like
she was.
Like teeny bopper or something?
It was Katniss Everdeen.
That's Harry Potter.
No, it's not.
That's Jurassic Park.
It sounds like a Harry Potter name.
That's Harry Potter, baby. Catnip Evergreen? That's definitely Harry Potter.
Is that what he said?
Catnip Evergreen.
Sounds like a
catnip.
Fucking Harry Potter
It
thing,
does
man.
Sound like Harry Potter. You're right. I'm not arguing with you. That's Harry Potter.
Yeah, don't argue,
That's
man.
Harry Potter's older sister, Catnip Evergreen Potter.
Ladies in the news committing crimes. Felony charge over illicit Juul scheme. That's Juul, like the pods.
Like the
little vape devices. A 19-year-old Floridian arrested after she pulled her pants down and urinated in front of a cop. A man is worse on her way to jail when she allegedly offered to perform a sex act.
Which sex act?
A BJ.
What?
Yeah, a BJ because she wanted her Juul back.
She'd
you
suck
two
a
shut
dick
the
for
fuck
Juul.
Up. You two shut the fuck up.
She would
I'm taking
suck.
Your boyfriend.
Oh, he's doing it. Is there a helicopter watching this news story?
Oh, no.
You, lady, just sit the fuck
down.
Hey,
leave us
give me that Juul.
No,
fuck, you don't need this.
I gotta really pee.
Peeing. Fucking pee right now, bitch.
Oh, I'm peeing. Hey, can I have my Juul back?
No.
Yo, what are you gonna do? I'll suck your dick.
Bitch, you ugly.
Aww. Give me my Juul. I'll suck your dick through your face.
Hey, Bill, get over here, man. This bitch wanna suck your dick.
Bill, can I have my Juul back? I'll suck your dick through your nose.
Man, I ain't getting in trouble for this
shit. This lady's boyfriend ain't saying much over there.
Nope. Lady's boyfriend's in the Quan Simino.
He didn't read it. Juul addict's boyfriend, what do you have to say about this?
If he says what I want him to say, this will be a success.
Wait, is the boyfriend a cuck? Is that why he's not saying anything?
That's why, damn it! You tipped the boot, man! He was supposed to think of it, and there was going to be this synergistic moment. All right. What did he say?
Show me your feet.
Oh, no.
You need to
hey, Bill, the boyfriend likes feet. Go talk to him.
So, you like feet, huh?
Damn, Bill.
Show me your feet, Bill. Show me your feet.
Check out this corn.
Damn, we could be friends.
And I got this ingrown toenail over here.
We could be friends.
And I was chasing this one convict and broke this toe.
Dang, it's all jagged. It's facing the wrong direction.
And what should I do about this... strange growth right here. Should I pop this?
I think you should get that checked out.
The boyfriend seems speechless right now. He's probably edging. As he's sitting there in handcuffs. No, that's the end of the skit.
That's the end of the skit.
That's the end of the skit. In other sick news, woman spends $135,000 on a plastic doll transformation. An Australian nurse who has spent that much on breast augmentation and plans to have her eyes recolored and ribs removed has defended her extreme transformation, saying she loves her plastic doll vibe.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Well, I guess that's fine. Whatever.
Did she get her ribs removed so she could suck her own dick? Like
suck
Marilyn
her own
Manson?
Probably.
She could suck
Marilyn
her own
Manson. What do you think of the outcome, Burrito?
Would you edge to a plastic doll?
Are you into that?
It makes me uncomfortable.
Describe what you see, Burrito.
I want to see the before.
There's a before in the article.
Right?
What? There is.
Oh, there is.
Like god, the first dang, picture. Oh my god, what the fuck?
The before is like, even. Why did you do that?
She's mental, man. She got mental problems.
What's that called? Body dysmorphia. Oh man, that's a lot. You're coming on real
soon. Dude, she definitely looked a lot better before. But after, oh man, just put a trash bag on her head. And her body. And her body. She just put like a trash bag all over her.
Wait, that's
ew,
the
dude.
That's
she's so crazy. She ain't thick, man. That's gross.
I think she had surgery in that before picture as well.
Those lips are gross.
Oh, chicken fries.
I
want
to know where to go.
Gross. But you know who you gross. Could check out that's not better.
Is it me?
Yeah.
A thorn in the site. The Bella Thorne and OnlyFans controversy. I don't... What's going on here? Can
who
somebody
is
get...
Bella Thorne?
I don't know.
She's an actress.
And then what happened?
So she made an OnlyFans account to...
Show her pussy.
Do some research for a role.
For money. Mm-hmm.
But is she nasty in it?
Nah.
Did she twiddle her clit?
So she got 50,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
Paying $200 each for nudes.
Did she actually give them nudes?
She was not giving nudes. They were just lingerie pictures.
Ooh. Ooh, this man.
But she shook the industry. She shook the industry because she was charging $200, and then they changed the rules to say that everyone can only charge a max of $50.
What?
Wow. It's really funny because she's dude. In lingerie charging $200 and there's like other like
showing
no names,
all kinds of things.
Showing everything.
Putting
shoving
all
things
of
in her butthole.
Ungodly things.
Like cactuses in there for like fucking $10.
A live octopus.
Cactuses?
A live octopus. $5.
Live.
The octopus
and then,
costs
and then
more
after,
than that.
They
the octopus
pour soy
costs
sauce
more
on
than
it
that.
And they
the octopus costs more than that. That's unreasonable.
Exactly.
Why don't they let them charge however much they want?
Because they set the rules, man. They
that seems kind of dumb.
But check it out. 50,000 people paid $200 thinking they were going to get nudes. People are still paying $200 for nudes?
Yeah.
First of all, it's like, I'd rather buy something else because that...
buy an entire
like
pocket
hub.
Pussy.
That shit's free.
Buy an entire pocket pussy. In yeah. fact, get yourself the Pocket Portal. Pocket Portal comes in 4 different flavors.
Vanilla.
Strawberry.
Chocolate.
And of course...
Mint.
Mint. Menthol flavored pocket pussy.
If you want your dick to feel fresh.
Ooh, you want that dick fresh. Did you know what? Who doesn't want their dick to feel fresh? It's tea tree for the pee.
I'm not gonna lie. It does feel good, actually.
Oh, we
I'm
got.
Not gonna lie.
He, not only is he the president,
he uses tea tree on his pee pee.
Not only is he the president of the company, he's also a customer. That pocket portal.
When are we gonna get the copy for that?
Yeah, burrito. When are you coming out with that fucking copy?
Oh yeah, wasn't he supposed to do that a few weeks ago?
Ages ago.
No.
Ages ago for the pocket portal.
Yeah, man.
The money's
you said
in escrow.
Yes, good work on it, but you never yeah. have.
Our money's in escrow.
I forgot that was even a thing.
You think this whole thing is a
thing? You think
a thing?
This is a game?
We have to make the frog say neato.
Gotta say neato.
This is how you get the upper body of a burrowing frog.
God damn it.
You might think the buffest frogs would be high jumpers, but if you want shredded pecs...
What the fuck is this?
You should train like a burrowing frog.
What the fuck
is this some
is
type
happening?
Of kung fu?
Is this somebody's no, famously real ass?
Because this
These
wasn't kung fu hustle,
unsung
man.
Unsung bodybuilders of the frog world. We bring you tips from frog expert Rachel Queef.
Whoa. Was this some Naruto shit? Or Battletoads?
A doctoral student at the University of Florida. And physical therapist Penny Goldberg. Look at these names.
Yeah, Rachel.
These are
Keith
OnlyFans names.
Penny Goldberg.
That's
to help
a fucking
you get
OnlyFans.
The burning body of your dreams. I think I copied an ad as the news.
Yeah, is this for their fitness program?
I think so.
The fucking burrowing frog
it's
program.
It's called the massive veiny frog.
The massive veiny frog.
Yeah, but they're
you
not paying you
is,
to do this.
You know what else is massive and veiny? Naturist couple to pay 2,000 pounds. Move your fucking cursor. To anyone
yeah,
can
man.
Help.
I'm putting your cursor on the goddamn thing.
I can't read the live document when everybody's collaborating all
it's
over
fucking
it.
Fucking live.
Everybody's collaborating all over the headlines.
You know you have a paper copy, sir.
There's collab everywhere. It's disgusting. Okay.
What is this?
Naturist couple to pay 2,000 pounds to anyone who can help them move houses. But the person must be naked on the job.
That doesn't seem like enough... Well, actually,
dude, who cares if you're really ugly? Why not just go get 2,000 pounds from these idiot assholes?
Like,
but that, also, I gotta move shit. I don't wanna move their shit.
They're probably gonna give that person a rim job, too, or something. I don't know, man.
Why wouldn't they? Why?
I mean, you get 2,000 pounds.
You're getting 2,000 pounds and a rim job.
Can you do that? Like and trim
a
job?
McRib.
Man, the 1-inch trim job?
You get a McRib job.
Physiology and neuroscience combined to explain Bruce Lee's master move.
It's this is the time, science of the 1-inch.
The 1-inch. God damn it, burrito! Get your fucking shit off!
What is this, amateur?
God damn it!
Move! Faster!
Move!
Faster! Move!
He's got some
live documents. Jesus, we gotta collaborate, not hate.
Collaborate, not hate.
Don't hate, collaborate.
Don't hate, collaborate. That's the slogan for our new documents management program. Don't hate, collaborate.
Are you talking about DHC Plus?
DHC Plus.
DHC Plus.
DHC Plus. It puts the plus all up in your DHC.
In the science of the 1-inch punch, but. Let me ask you guys a question first.
Yeah.
Do you think that 1-inch punch is dope?
Hell yeah.
That's rhetorical.
That shit been killing people for ages.
All right, I got another question for you guys.
People for
another
all
question
time.
For you guys.
Yeah.
What do you call Bruce Lee's 1-inch punch when he does it to his lady?
Jesus Christ, I don't know where this is going.
I think this is a joke.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't know where this is going.
You know, like, there's a donkey punch. What is a 1-inch punch, though?
Oh,
like,
is this an open-ended question?
Okay, we're actually having a discussion. I thought this was a joke. Okay.
I need help with the joke.
1-inch donkey punch. What would that be called?
It's called a 1-inch donkey punch. Done.
Nah, the llama tap.
The llama tap.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, man. I like
the
that.
The llama tap. Right
I like
there.
That.
1-inch punch, docking punch is called llama tap. You want her butt cheeks to clinch all the way and rip your dick off? You know how you do that? You explode her head with a punch.
Am I the only one laughing? Why is Art not laughing?
You don't just give her a concussion.
I'm producing over here.
You don't just give her a concussion. You knock her block off. All the way
headless,
off.
Headless bitch, huh?
In the next week, your dick is gone.
What?
And then rigor mortis, you can't get her off of you. So
oh,
now it's a crime
man.
Scene. But at least you got your nut.
Move over, shit. Next.
That was the news from Gemini Jackson and the Loud Table. Listen to more news at slamcityradio.com. Follow Slam City on Twitter at Slam City Radio.